inside my head over and over again. You played yourself to death. But that was not to be. You burrowed like a summer tick, so you invade my sleep and confuse my dreams, turn my nights to sleeplessness. Stuck on you till the end of time. Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello. That was just Andromeda by Linus on UMFM 101.5. You're currently tuned into Over the Neptune, and I'm your host, Asher. I actually have a special guest today. Here in the studio with me, we have Evan, a.k.a. Melon Surfer Productions, FKA Melon Surfer Productions, now known as In Your Area Music. Shout out, Evan. Hello, hello.
Hello, Asher. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm very excited to talk about space rock, one of my favorite genres.
Yes, yes. You heard the man. We're doing space rock today. So kind of that loud guitar-based rock, reverb heavy, well, lots of synthesizers, kind of that type of stuff. You'll be hearing some hum, failure you just heard, that type of deal. But yeah, we started with Pine Bender with their song Begin Here. Quite the appropriate name, if you ask me. That was off their 2003 album, The High Price of Living, Too Long with a Single Dream. Yeah, Pine Bender, really sick Chicago band. Worth checking out if you like that kind of slow burn, heavy, drenched feedback bass guitar music. And fun fact, their 1999 album, which I'm forgetting the name of right now, was produced by Steve Albini. And next up, we played Failure, Stuck on You, from the 1996 album Fantastic Planet. Classic song. I feel like that's kind of one of the, or at least Failure kind of epitomizes the sound that we're going for, them alongside Hum. And then, yeah, like I mentioned, we had Linus. Evan, do you want to talk a little bit about Linus?
Yeah, I actually had the opportunity to see Linus perform live in Minneapolis last summer for their tour kickoff. It was a great show. They're super loud. I think they're like one of the only bands kind of doing the space rock, modern space rock, and they're kind of spearheading the revival of space rock right now. Great bunch of folks down in Minneapolis. They have a great local scene there, and everyone's really nice. Linus released two singles recently, On It and Charlotte. They're both fantastic. Give them a listen if you have a chance. Speaking of road trips, we are actually going to Chicago next week to catch Slideaway Festival.
Slideaway Fest, yep. That's just in 10 days for us. We're going out to Chicago. We're seeing both the festivals, so the 22nd and the 23rd. Going to both nights. Super excited for that. Me and Evan are both going with our girlfriends, and then we're going with our buddy Ethan. It's be a great time. But yeah, for that fest, we have the headliners are Hum, Nothing, and Chapter House. So got a little bit of a mixed bag there with Hum, kind of like 90s goats of this sort of genre. We got Nothing, which is more of a modern sort of, I guess within the past 10 years, shoegaze act. And then Chapter House, kind of the OG unks, per se. The 80s shoegaze originators. And then for openers, for night one, on the 22nd, we have She's Green, which I'm really excited to see. Didn't have a chance to see them last year. We have Total Wife, which I think they believe they're a Nashville-based band. Really sick electronic sort of shoegaze mix. They're on Julia's War Records. Shout out Doug Dulgarian, Tagabow. And then we have Crate, who is also on Julia's War, I believe. And yeah, hyped to see them. And then for night two, we have Love Lies Crushing. I believe they're a Michigan-based duo from the 90s. Sort of ambient shoegaze. They have a unique sound. It's a lot softer, but like loud at the same time. So really hyped for that. And then we have Dim, which I'm not too familiar with them. And then Sunshine, which is, I believe they're a Chicago-based shoegaze band, kind of an upcoming one. So I'm hyped for that too. Anyways,
I would say, unfortunately, Cloakroom dropped out, which right. We were both very excited for. We're hoping maybe they'd do Dream Warden or something like that, but now they dropped out of the festival, which is a bit of a bummer.
Cloakroom, we want to see you there. It's too bad. If you're listening, I mean, yeah, chances are you're probably not listening to Winnipeg Radio right now as your, I think, Philadelphia band, but anyways, our cries can be heard for you to perform here. That'd be pretty sick.
Absolutely.
Anyways, yeah, Slideway Fest coming up, and super hyped for that. And Hum, definitely a band that both of us are huge fans of, and it's really cool to see kind of their revival sort of in popularity on, like, in current days, just seeing a lot more discourse about them and sort of that 90s space rock sound. So it'll be really great to catch them, see them live. Hopefully they play some, I mean, I don't even know what to expect at this point. They have 3 albums, and hopefully
that's 4?
What's their 4 albums?
Elektra? I don't know if that counts.
Elektra, yeah. Yeah, it's 4 albums, and or maybe 5. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe we're getting a new one. We'll see.
Maybe there's a secret album on the way. Anyways, we have a kind of a Chicago sort of Hum connection point coming up. So we're going to be playing some Castor here on UMFM 101.5. You are still tuned into Over the Neptune, and yeah, here it is.
Let go, and I won't let go. this high. See clouds from the other side. And rolling softly till the underbelly shines, and fat skims through the steam. Feeding upturned mouths and sprinkling away the dusty sleep you took to sleep. I'm thinking of your failing green eyes, smiling as they greet the day, but they can't see me. And now I'm picturing us opening wide, and drinking down our days in haze and bliss. Together till it tumbles aside. But I'd sit and wait for a rhythm in a perfect little green, green house.
That last song you heard was If You Are to Bloom by Hum from their 1999 album Downward is Heavenward, also known as D, by the Young Kids. That kind of ended off a string of three songs that we've coined the Matt Talbot Collection. We started off with 5 Hours Later by Castor from their 1998 album Tracking Sounds Only, which Matt Talbot produced two singles for on their 1997 promotional 7-inch. The next song we played was Andalusia, which I'm probably saying wrong, by the band Shiner, from their 2001 album The Egg, which Matt Talbot played keyboards on for a select number of tracks. The last song we played, which I just mentioned, If You Are to Bloom, was from Hum's 1998 magnum opus Downward is Heavenward. I think it's pretty hard to choose any song from the album because it's front to back bangers, pretty
banger,
amazing
banger,
yeah
banger, banger.
I'm excited to see them in Chicago.
Definitely hype for Hum's two sets that we'll be able to catch in Chicago, so hopefully they play a couple different songs each night. But I mean, we're in for a treat. We're not sure really what to expect, but they have four or five albums They'll probably play the later three, I'm assuming. Those are the more popular ones. But yeah, hoping to hear some bangers. What kind of songs are you wanting to hear, Evan, from Hum live?
I think something from Inlet. I think Waves is a good one. But also I would like to hear something from Elektra 2000, like as we were talking about before. Diffuse is a really good track from that album. Diffuse. And I think they kind of have a more
Double Dip.
Yeah, Double Dip's a good one. What are some other ones? There's Shovel. I think Shovel's a
Pewter.
Yeah, Pewter's really good. Both I think good. That album has a more like kind of post-hardcore heavy sound to it, maybe a bit more grungy, but still some great stuff.
Yeah, it's cool to see Hum's evolution as like kind of a more grungy hardcore band to start and then working their way more into a spacey sound. But yeah, excited to see them live. And we have If You'd Prefer an Astronaut as their third album, but hoping to hear some Stars or something like that. I'm sure they'll play that as it's one of their more popular songs. And then, yeah, like Evan said, we need to hear some Inlet. But super hyped for that. Matt Talbot's kind of the goat of this genre, sort of spearheaded it, and has so many like connections to Chicago as kind of facilitating tons of different space rock in the city and state. What was the Loose Cobra?
So he has a bar in Illinois named Loose Cobra that does a festival in the summer, and they had a show last year that had performances from Centaur and Castor, which were like some first shows they've played in a long time. He also is the founder of Earth Analog Records, which has produced albums for bands such as Hope's Fall, Shiner, tons of other bands like Cloakroom and Amblair, which is a side project featuring Hum's late drummer Brian St. Pierre, who passed away a few years ago.
Yeah, so definitely lots of Matt Talbot's catalog that's worth checking out and associated work with. Lots of Chicago bands on today's episode, as it's kind of like the de facto hub of space rock. But that's not to say that Canada doesn't have their own scene with this next segment that we're going to be doing, sort of a Canadian section. Bands like, next we'll play Nemo. Shout out. Do you want to talk about Nemo?
Yeah, so Nemo is actually a band from Winnipeg who only had one release, their 1999 album In Stereo. They actually opened for Hum at the Pyramid Cabaret when Hum was touring for Downward Is Heavenward. I actually spoke to a member from Nemo, and he said, quote, that they were terrible at that show. Those are his words, not mine. I was speaking to the lead guitarist and singer Jeremy Gillespie, who, if that name sounds familiar, he is from the Winnipeg genre film collective Astron 6, which is now defunct. There is hope for an In Stereo repress coming from the man himself. So if you are a fan of Nemo, keep your eyes peeled.
And if you haven't heard Nemo, definitely worth checking out. They're kind of, me and Evan were having this discussion the other day, and I think In Stereo is, collectively, we agreed it's probably the best of the sort of space rock genre sound that this episode's sort of based on. But yeah, we'll be playing quite the banger next. But yeah, you'll have to stay tuned for that. But anyways, yeah, like I said, lots of Canadian bands sort of in this scene. We talked about Nemo with In Stereo, 1999. And then we playing Holophonic, which is another band, or it's a solo project of Brad Ketchum. Ketchum. I think, Toronto-based solo project in the 90s. And it's kind of like it's a mix between, like, the space rock sounds with, like, a lot of effects on, like, the vocals, and, like, it's very spacey sounding atmospheres, heavy kind of soundscapes. Really cool stuff. We'll be playing a bit of Holophonic next up afterwards. And then we also have Chore, which is another Canadian band, another Ontario band. And they're a little more like post-hardcore, I'd say, but they still definitely have synthesizers and whatnot in their music that kind of aid in giving it that space rock feel. And then we'll be ending it on
Fun fact about Chore, they actually did a tour with Nemo in 2000 to promote both of their albums. It was called the Take My Mask and Stereo Tour, which was all across Canada. So just another connection in the space rock world.
I didn't know about that. Thank you, Evan. That's Chore's kind of, yeah, I believe they did a tour, or they are touring this summer, or are there...
They reunited last year and released a new album, so they've been playing shows here and there in the Ontario area.
Okay, yeah, sweet. And then lastly, we will be playing a little bit of Sciencepheric. We'll be playing, they're a Hamilton band, so following suit with the Ontario space rock kind of post-hardcore bands, but Sciencepheric, really sick, super drenched out guitar, reverb everywhere. Vocals super dreamy. If you're a fan of dream pop, if you're a fan of space rock, if you're a fan of any electronic music, we will be a fan of this. Shout out Sonic Onion. If you're Canadian and you were living in the 90s, you might know them. Has this pretty pivotal label for alternative rock and just rock in Canada. They've put out lots of great stuff, like that aforementioned Chore album, as well as other albums Chore has put out. And Sciencepheric as well. Somnium, the album that we'll be playing a song off of, that's from Sonic Onion as well. Great stuff. But yeah, so we have a little treat for you coming up here on Over the Neptune, 4-song suite of Canadian space rock bands. Thank you, Evan, for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here and talk about space rock, and I'm glad that it's having a comeback.
Yes, sir. And we're hyped for a slide away. I'm sure we'll possibly do a episode in the future and we'll kind of recap that, or I'll recap it on episode in coming weeks. But yeah, shout out Space Rock, shout out Hum, shout out all those great bands. And yeah, you're still tuned into Over the Neptune on UMFM 101.5. Thank you and have an amazing day. Here is Nemo on UMFM 101.5.
Anybody clap? Can you hang? Come on!
Since first introducing the world to the sound of Kiwa's golden era, Buena Vista Social Club has become one of the most celebrated musical legacies in history, a living tradition that continues to bring generations of musicians together from Havana to sold-out stages around the world. Now carried forward by Buena Vista Orchestra, the music returns with a powerhouse lineup led by violinist Rolando Morejon Reyes and a stellar band of world-class players connected to the Buena Vista Social Club, Celia Cruz, the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, and more, keeping the classic sound alive and in motion. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra at the historic Burton Cummings Theater Sunday, October 25th. Great tickets are on sale now, starting at $39.50 plus fees, available through Ticketmaster.ca. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra live at the Burton Cummings Theater, October 25th, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Hi, I'm Keith from Hot Panda.
And I'm Chris from Hot Panda.
And I'm Heath from Hot Panda.
And we're in the band Hot Panda. And when we're in Winnipeg, we listen to CJUM.
Hot Panda.
It just makes sense.
The following program is not suitable for children. It may contain coarse fracking language, violence, sexual content, and deals with mature themes that some viewers may find offensive. Viewer discretion is advised.
Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go.